well, I'll just take the fries and I'll just throw them in there. This is where that nice golden crunch is going to come in. And there you go. Almost a perfect looking fry. Check that out.
What up, everyone? This is episode 39 of Road Fries. All right, you got an opener for us. Hit me.
So, you know the movie Predator?
Yeah.
So you know how it sees the people in the jungle? It's like a heat vision.
Yeah.
But you're in the they were in the Amazon, so it's already warm in there. So it was having difficulty. So they made the Predator vision for the movie, and I guess the Department of Defense found out something about it that they were doing it, rendering bodies as that, and they found it that they could use it at the borders when they detect people crossing or like when they do like night missions and stuff like that. And so they took it, and that's where the name Predator drone came from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Because that's a technology that was developed based off the movie.
So Hollywood,
yeah,
in turn, made a weapon, basically?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's wild.
So you see, like, you always see the videos of, like, the Predator drones.
Yeah.
Where they see the people, and, like, they're just little shapes, little body shapes, basically almost heat signature.
Yeah, it's like a heat signature, but it's not, like...
But, yeah, that's
smart, fine-tuned. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Tidbits.
Well, fuck. I didn't know that.
No, I knew that.
Have you ever heard the theory about the Rockefellers and the oil?
No.
So there's
big oil.
Big oil. So there's a. I don't know if it's a theory or if it's actual proven stuff or it's a conspiracy or what have you.
What have you?
What have you? But it's a thing saying that the Rockefellers had their hand in oil in the early days before it was a common commodity, and they convinced everyone that it was a fossil fuel. And there was limited quantities of it so they could, you know, raise the price of it.
Control it.
Yeah, control it.
Yeah.
But I've heard that there's also, it's the second most abundant thing on this planet besides water.
Okay.
And the thing goes is they convince everyone it was a fossil fuel, but where the layer that you find fossils in, you don't find oil in, and vice versa. They've never found a fossil as deep as the wells go. Because the fossils are only like, I think it's like 1,500 meters or something is like the deepest they've ever found a fossil.
Mm-hmm.
But like oil, it's like commonly drilled at like 30,000 meters or something like that.
Well, it depends though. So the other thing that ties into that I was just thinking of is they've also said that the fossils that we found from the dinosaurs, that they've found them. So there was also fossils from dinosaurs when dinosaurs were alive.
Yeah, because they lived for so long.
That's what I'm saying. They lived for so long that there's already fossils below that. So I'm not discrediting. I'm just saying like, that there was already dead dinosaurs when dinosaurs were still.
Well, that's like the thing. Like the Stegosaurus never met the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Because they were in two different, like, one was in the Jurassic, one was in the, no, not Cretaceous, the
or were they saying
Jurassic.
Or was it that they were saying that there's still mammoths roaming the earth when like the pyramids were built?
Yeah. Time is weird. Like
time
when
is
you
weird.
When you don't think about it, like we were closer to the age of the T-Rex than the T-Rex was to the age of the Stegosaurus.
Or like yeah. Or what was the other one that they were saying that they knew that did you know that the people that proclaimed themselves as Romans were still around when the discovery of the new world happened?
What?
That's
wild. That's bonkers, bro.
Dude,
because like the Roman Empire was such like that's such a big chapter in human history.
It really is.
Like you think about like the big things like.
Well, I feel that people don't understand how big of an empire it really was, like how vast it was, and how much of the world they actually conquered.
Yeah, like of the known world that was like at the time civilized.
And then you start getting with like Genghis Khan.
Yeah,
that one.
Genghis Khan blows me away because people don't understand like
that there's still people
because it was in Eastern Europe.
There's a huge, I don't know the exact numbers, of the huge population of the earth of people and alive now that are still descendants.
They can I think it was like 1 in 15 people.
Yeah,
in like Asia,
I think you're the one that told me that.
Yeah, like 1 in 15 people in Asia can trace their descendants back to Genghis Khan
because he wiped out so many
people. He wiped out so many people and he had so many kids.
Yeah,
that's and wild. It's wild to think like. Throughout human history, like there's like markers, there's like little flags that you'd find in like a book or chapters, and like the Roman Empire, Genghis Khan, the Egyptians, like those are like big things,
big points in the world's history where we could have either been wiped out like the plague, like
yeah,
where we almost got to where most of civilization was wiped out.
Speaking of the plague, here's a random fact. I think you know about it already. Did you know that the bubonic plague was spread by fleas that lived on mice? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that's where the term witch came from? Because there were women that had a lot of cats, and they were considered witches because they wouldn't get sick.
Yes.
But in all reality, it was the cats keeping the mice away.
Yeah.
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 That's weird, huh?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I didn't know that fact.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's stuff like that, like in history, is just a trip to think about that. It worked itself out to where people thought it was actual witchcraft. Like, not saying that none of that's real, because I don't know. I haven't experienced it, but I can't. The spiritual world is its own.
Met a witch doctor.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not it's real, so I can't judge on it for anybody that collects crystals and, you know, you do healing
powers and stuff like that.
But, like, to think that it was just those circumstances that worked out to where people thought that they were witches because they weren't harmed, that it was the cats.
Yeah.
And cats are still seen as connection
to witch.
To witches.
The witch and the black cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think... Because obviously, like, the history of the United States, that will become a footnote in history. Thousands of years from now, people are going to like, oh, the Roman Empire, oh, Genghis Khan, oh, the United States. Do you think it's going to be looked at as, like, a prosperous time? Or do you think it's going to be looked at as, like an evil regime time?
I think it'll be looked at in history as a point where people were free to express themselves. Kind of like the Renaissance times, like, you know, where it was a lot more based off art and like all that. Not saying a lot of it I think is art, but it was an expression. So I think that, like, unless there's like a huge world war that happens within this time period, I think a lot of what you're going to see in the history books is going to be like people getting woke and, like, you know, start questioning their government a lot more. Social media, the spread of information, like, it's all going to be based on that. You know what I mean? Like, because we haven't, you know, knock on wood, and I hope it doesn't happen, but, like, seeing something as traumatizing as, say, like, the Second World War, or, like, you know, we've seen small things that, but they haven't been a conflict that we're more, oh, man, like, this is, you know, they're taking our, you know, there's no drafts going on yet. Like, so I think once you see that, that's where, like, the history turns a page, you know what I mean?
Well, they say that, like, every major power throughout history lasts from like 250 to like it's like 600 years is like the time frame of a major power before they start like collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that even though the United States was formed in the 1700s, the late 1700s,
1776, baby,
hell yeah, amen, brother,
amen.
But they don't consider us a power yet. They don't consider the United States a world power until after the Second World War. Because the only other one that could compete at the time was Russia, and now it's more leaning toward China.
Yeah,
but they think, like historians and stuff, think that since the United States has become such not like a superpower as much as a world power, mm-hmm. in the sense of since we became the dominant power, there hasn't been any major conflicts between major nations. They've all been a major conflict between. Or they've all been a conflict between a big nation and a small nation, or two small nations, but powers have ever clashed.
I feel like it hasn't been something where one of the top big ones that competed, that they could give each other problems, have wanted to cause problems.
And so even though there's like been like the war in Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever, there hasn't been, if you like, look at the timeline of like wars and deaths since the United States has become a superpower, they've cut dramatically.
I feel it's more of like a, like other countries have become aware of the kind of presence that we have military wise. Because I mean, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
when your military budget is what, $1.5 billion?
Yeah, it's almost our military budget is something like only like seven countries that make more money than we spend on our military.
Our military budget is sometimes more than a country's entire infrastructure budget.
Yeah, like more than their GDP, their entire amount of money.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that plays a big role into why we haven't seen something
There's just nobody.
There's just nobody that wants to bother.
Catch these hands, you know what I'm saying?
And it's true.
Yeah, like
as much as people like to say, "Oh, wow, the U.S. just flexing their guns," it's something.
We could reach any part of the world if we need to.
Not claiming anything like that, but like you see some of the biggest like empires, and what did they have? Big military.
Yeah.
A strong military, like the Spartans too. Like they didn't have a lot, but all their dudes were soldiers.
Yeah.
So like you that's your job. That's
yeah.
Sounds like in 300 when they say like the other dudes bring more guys than them, but it's like they were all like just. They were like as a reserve, like they just went.
Yeah, what was the what's the quote that what it was like Leonidas's wife or whatever? She said something along the lines of
it's like Roman women like breed boys, but like Spartan women breed soldiers or something like
it's,
that.
It's real men or something. Yeah, like real that. Men like, or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, but only Spartan women actually
bring real men to the, yeah,
which is
yeah,
it's something to say, but it's yeah, it's like that, like you know the. The military is honestly what keeps you safe. You don't want to worry about it. Like,
it's an ugly truth that you have to live with.
It's an ugly truth to say, but like being in this country, it's pretty cushy.
Yeah, like so we have our bickering and stuff, but like, what's the fact? The largest air force in the world, United States Air Force. Mm. Second largest air force in the world, United States Navy. That's baffling.
That's yeah, it seems like that. Like,
and in all reality, like. Planes win wars.
And third is the army.
Yeah, the planes win wars.
Yeah,
if you can't control the sky, you aren't going to win.
Because there's tons of sky out there.
Yeah, and it's easy to just pew.
Well, and even like if you can't control the sky, and like you see some of these bombs that penetrate these bunkers like hundreds of feet underground.
Yeah, they hit and then penetrate they before they blow up.
They blow up.
Yeah,
like, the technology is just getting to where you can't escape us, man.
Yeah, it for real. Like it's sucks, and it's.
It's
I mean,
a big flex.
It's a it could big be flex, a thing
but
like
the U.S. doesn't hide it.
Yeah.
Like, you we're put it out there. Do you see how many ships are out there? Or just that flyby that we saw the other day on TikTok that I showed you, where it's just like a AC-130 and it's got like 15, like F-15s right on its ass just flying through, dude. And that's like chilling.
Well, that's like when you see like the aircraft units and you got like the carrier in the middle, and then you got like all the, like the destroyers and stuff on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And that's not even everything there.
That's not
because there's stuff.
It's only what you can see. That's what you told me, and I was like,
yeah, there's like probably like five or six subs chilling underneath it.
A couple of B-2 bombers up in the up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just waiting, dude. That's what I'm like.
Yeah, it's baffling, and I want to know like did. Like the Spartans and the Romans look at their armies like that. Like we have all these soldiers and our shields are just amazing.
Because why wouldn't you, dude? Like that's what I'm saying. Like Genghis Khan, like the stuff that he did, and like it was gruesome and it was bad. But like people were scared of it. They'd see it, and it's like that's why you.
Because when he did it, people didn't look at horses as a tool of war. They used it as like a
or like elephants too. Isn't that it?
Wasn't he used elephants.
Just use elephants.
Yeah, and like people looked at them as like plowing animals.
Well, it's like people that had never seen elephants. Imagine this massive mountain with legs coming at you.
Yeah, like, can you imagine just sitting there, your own little business? Like, obviously, Industrial Revolution has not happened.
Yeah, so you're just...
And everything is done by hand.
Sitting there having your tea.
Hand cart, a shovel, and a horse as a plow. Yeah. And then this dude rides in on an elephant.
I don't know, then you're
just like it's got another leg on its face.
That thing has an arm that swings on its face.
It's got horns? Yeah. Like, you're going to call them horns, obviously. They're tusks, but, like, you're like... It's got two horns.
They put like armor on them and stuff like that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like the military force that he had and like the strategies and all that. Like it shows.
Oh yeah.
And that's what nowadays. That's what I feel like the U.S. has. Like we don't need to flex it, but like there's enough videos on the internet to show you what we can do. Yeah. So
like and that's the thing. Like I think that's one of the reasons why Russia's not doing too hot in Ukraine. They never established air dominance. Because their next gen stealth craft, they haven't made enough of them yet. They're still too fragile. I was reading a thing that
they're
engines. Unproven. Yeah, and they're I was reading a thing that the engines they're having issues with the engines, and it's like your Raptor competitor can't even successfully fly X amount of hours yet, and that's just the competitor. It's not proven. It's not had any battle time. But you turn around and look at ours, and they're already like battle hardened.
Well, and just like the thing like that, everybody's like, "Well, is this gonna? How is any of the stuff that the U.S. is doing for the Ukraine benefiting us?" And it turns back into what we were saying that It's like, it's the mobilization of these
units that they're doing. We're practicing mobilization.
Practicing. After a while, it's going to get to the point where we have enough practice so that if something happens, we're already mobilized.
We know what corners
the strategy,
to cut.
We know what to do.
Yeah.
You have the stuff over there already. They've probably been shipping tons of munitions to where they're ready in case it happens.
Yeah.
So, like, it's if anything was going to happen, I feel like it should have happened before that, before they started moving the U.S. strongholds that way to kind of assist in case it happens.
Yeah.
Like, you already gave the U.S. too much time.
You gave them a heads up.
Because you know that whether or not anything happens, we've been out there waiting, surrounding it. Like, they're everywhere. The U.S., dude.
What is it like? We have bases in, like, 134 countries?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's... We have bases in Australia.
But you know
what? Stuff like that.
Unless it's a country that, like, has an issue with us, it's got to make them feel safe, too.
Yeah,
You know, having a... Like, whether or not it's probably dangerous to be around a base. Like, I mean, we have Hill out here. But it makes you feel better. Because you know that if it hits the fan, you're going to see it,
Especially an Air Force base. Yeah. Because you know what that is? It's a giant wasp's nest of pissed off. Mm-hmm. Like, if something were to happen...
They're going to defend the areas around them, too. Yeah. Like, not... Like, unless it's, like, a zombie outbreak, whatever. Like, that's different. That sucks, but...
Yeah.
But... They're going to defend the areas around them so that they don't get used against them.
Yeah.
So in sense, you're like almost
safer there. It's an umbrella. It's almost an umbrella. The only issue is it is a giant target.
Because you think the airspace around it's going to be 100% safe.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about the time Jim Carrey was in Hawaii?
Tell it.
Yeah. So Jim Carrey was on vacation in Hawaii. And he got told that there was like an incoming nuclear warhead or something like that. They had like an issue with like their tracking system and they thought there was an incoming warhead.
And he got like an alert
or something. Yeah, he got like an alert or something like that, or it's like his agent or something told him about it. And he just went out and he's like, I've never felt so peaceful in my life. He just went out and just sat on the beach.
It was like 10 minutes before it got like an alert because it was a false signal from the targeting system or something, and they thought they saw something.
Yeah, and he just was like,
what are you, right?
If I'm getting told that there is a nuke coming toward me, if I get that, because that Amber Alert noise is the same noise that Call of Duty used for a nuclear incoming.
Nuke inbound.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh,
So, but yeah, dude, imagine, like, what do you, there's no way.
Yeah, unless.
You're, I think that in that case, if it's legit nuclear, my best bet is to die in the blast. Because anywhere around it that you try to escape to, you risk the fact that you might get contaminated to where you'll live, but it's going to be painful.
What's the thing? You're not supposed to, if like you're near nuclear fallout or something and you know, wash it off, you use shampoo but not conditioner to wash your body.
Is it?
Because I think it's
like the enzymes in the shampoo or something? Like,
yeah, the shampoo will clean off your body, but I think it's shampoo or it might be conditioner. Don't use me as a survival person. But one of them... It closes your pores and washes off and cleans, but the other one opens your pores.
So you just absorb it.
So you absorb it. So I can't basically remember. You'd have to look it up.
One thing I'd say is like shower with cold water.
Yeah.
Because warm water is going to open your pores as well.
Yeah. Cold shower with like some shampoo
then
only.
And then if you're running away from it, you just got to make sure that the plume is smaller than
your
thumb.
You put your thumb up if it's smaller than your plume. Smaller. Always lay down with your feet facing the blast.
Yeah, you don't want to get hit by a shock and have a stroke. Or is it it's just your heart stops.
Yeah, like...
Stop your heart. The blast of the bomb can stop your heart, so you have to lay down flat so that...
The only thing we have to our advantage is, let's say you get a notification. Well, not only that, but like, the only thing you have to your advantage is, let's say you got a notification right now on your phone that said 15 minutes till impact.
15 minutes to impact?
You can get
where on. Where is it hitting?
Let's say it's hitting Riverdale.
15 minutes to impact? I'm not making it far enough.
I have to just get on the other side of that mountain. Those rocks are strong.
You think so?
Go right down
Pineview?
No.
Go up Trappers or...
Go up...
Up the Divide?
The Divide.
Okay.
But
here's where it gets a little thick. How far do you think you'll make it before you... Because you're not the only one that got the text.
Yeah.
Do you really think that that's your best bet?
I mean, In all reality, if I were to get that message, get to Karina.
But, okay, yeah. Oh, 100%. I agree. But what if you're with them already?
With them already?
Except your wife. You got to go get your wife. Oh, or you do your talk. Just meet us there.
I'd be plucking her out of work so goddamn fast.
But you have to, well, you have to say, I would just be like, drive down.
Let's say it's on my weekend. What if we're at work? That's, like, then you're like, thing. Bye.
I wouldn't say shit. That's why I got my keys on me at all times.
Yeah. You know what? It's stupid. The tanks at work would probably be pretty solid to fucking survive with. Because you're not close enough to where.
Yeah, but then you got to make sure that your entrance is going to be.
Well, yeah, once you go in, you can't get out. You're stuck. But, like, you'd survive it. But
I'd probably take, like a skill saw in there with me. Because you got to. If you're in there and you try to shut it for a blast and you can't get out, you're going to have to cut your way out.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to scratch through stainless. But back to the thing. Let's say you have 15 minutes. Obviously, the first thing to do is try to get away from it.
15 minutes. I'm pushed. I'm pressed for knowing what I would do. Because I was thinking about this last night. Because I started watching this the show on HBO, The Last of Us, based on the
video. I heard that first episode's rough.
Really good though. It's really good, but it's sad. But it's like the, I don't know if you ever played the video game, but it's like that, and a lot of it's pretty close to it. But it's good. It's really good.
They're filming a Fallout series.
I know.
I'm excited.
I am stoked for that. I'm also nervous because, as you know, a lot of adaptations, they're either hit the nail on the head or lackluster.
Well, from my understanding, the producers are all fans of the game.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that carries some weight with it.
I've seen a couple set photos, so it's cool. It looks cool.
Yeah.
And it, like, gives me the feels. It makes me want to start playing it all again.
I know. But I get random itches where I'm like, I should just start that game. So you should watch
this show, though, The Last of Us. It's cool because the virus is based off of fungus.
A fungus among us.
Fungus spores. Ooh. And it's based off the one that attacks ants, and it digs into their brain, and it'll move them.
Yeah.
And it'll keep eating. It'll keep feeding its host while it eats it from the inside.
Yeah.
And it'll move it.
For like so nutrition. It's based off the same thing.
It's basically, so the beginning of the show kind of talks about how funguses don't affect us as badly as they could because our temperatures internally are higher than what they can survive at.
Yeah.
So a fungus can't survive over 94 degrees. But so our bodies are 98.6 and a lot of times, you know, safe.
What, you got the flu?
So they say in the show, basically, but what if the world heats up?
The fungus will
evolution
evolve.
Has to evolve.
Yeah.
So suddenly you have a fungus that can survive and thrive inside your body.
Yeah,
what's stopping it from taking over you as the one that did the ants and just controlling? So that's what happens in the show, is people contract this disease through that. And it's like 20 years down the line, and it's all just apocalypse. It's cool. It's a cool show, so I think you should watch it. But
see, I love the dystopian apocalyptic like genre, but I would hate to experience it. Obviously, it wouldn't be fun.
Oh my goodness!
But like,
I feel like the older I get, and here we go again talking about age. But like, I get more sentimental when I see things like that. Like when I see that, and I start thinking about my family more, and I'm just like, man, that would suck. Like it makes you more emotional. Because you have something that could be affected by that if it happened. Yeah. Yeah,
but when you're like 22 years old and you're single, you don't care. You have no like.
It's like, man, I'd head right to work and start shutting everything down.
Yeah.
But now in reality, it's like there's so many factors in it that you're like, I get my kids, I got to get my wife, I got to get like everything.
Food, water.
Like you're not just thinking about yourself.
Where am I going with this all?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's become more difficult to survive nowadays because there's so much more to think of in your life.
Yeah. There's a YouTube channel that I watch, and they do like little CGI shorts or whatever. Can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it's this one where they do like a dystopian future or whatever, and the city, it's called like animatronic Gopia. Robots and stuff.
Silly name.
Yeah, it's got one of those names. So what is a little city, and it's got a giant wall around it. and there's robots that are like sentries on the corners of all the robots, but they also like police it.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be, there's like this like guy that's a creator that controls all these robots.
Yeah.
And he keeps everyone safe.
Hmm.
But the thing is there's no old age in that city. You're a kid, you grow up, you get a job, you get married, whatever, have kids. After your kids are grown up and old or whatever, or they're grown up and they're starting their family, you have to go to a place and you're killed.
Oh,
so it's always
euthanized, basically.
Yeah,
the prior generation gets euthanized as they progress.
Yes, and it's wild because like everybody wears a mask that's like a really, really eerie smiley face.
What is this?
It's a weird little rabbit hole, and yeah. I go through these little phases of like
I really enjoy like the whole premise behind doing stuff like that, where like the what ifs, like I don't alternate want none of this futures to happen, but it's yeah, like alternate futures or realities where like certain things didn't happen, like just like the what if Hitler didn't die, or you know, what if the Nazis won the war and like took
over. Yeah, what is it? Man in the High Tower?
Yeah, that show, dude.
Yeah, that was
cool. I haven't gone past like the second season, but it's crazy to think. Because was it like the Nazis take over? They come over to the States. They divide the States into like San Francisco, which is controlled by China.
No, it's Imperial Japan. Imperial controls Japan. The West Coast. That's
what it is. The West Coast, and then there's like a neutral spot in the middle or something, and then there's the Germans in like the New York area, like the East Coast. That to me is crazy to think, because like it could have all panned out that way.
Yeah, like if somebody like didn't step on a butterfly 2,000 years ago, like you know the butterfly effect.
But you know what? Occupations never work out, bro.
Yeah.
Tell you what. Wolverines, bud.
Wolverines.
I've seen enough Red Dawns to know, my friend.
And then where was another one that was like that was like...
But it's like the theories of stuff like that is always, I don't know, it's cool. It's cool to think, even though I wouldn't want it to happen.
It's just like what the what ifs. Yeah.
What kind of world would we live in if we were all forced to speak German?
Yeah.
Da. Huh?
Da. Now, da is Russian, I think. Ja is...
Ja.
Ja. J-A.
Ja.
Sounds with the umlauts.
Umlauts. You like that, how yeah. All right. Well...
But, yeah. So, like, the dystopian thing... Like, I know this might be, like, a ranty episode.
I feel like we're just digging back.
But tea.
It's always something cool to talk to. I don't know. I like talking about it. And if you don't like hearing me talk about it, then you should just wait and listen to it still. But...
Yeah. Go to next week's episode. Or re-listen to last week's.
Oh, just love me for who I am and listen to us. Because it's cool. I don't know. If anybody else enjoys this kind of talk,
Yeah, this is definitely up our alley as weird stuff.
Yeah.
But.
I heard there's like I was watching a thing where they were talking about how there's a bunch of like the Grand Canyon that's like not accessible.
Yeah, I've heard about it's that.
Like military stuff going on in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I also heard about like Egyptian relics in the Grand Canyon.
I've seen that. I'm like, is that like a. Is that a conspiracy, or is this like...
Well, they were talking about, like, yeah, there's, like Sphinx and stuff, like, dug into the walls of the Grand Canyon. They were there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's like, it wouldn't be too far out of the question to think that, you know, we're just because we know that we came over and discovered doesn't mean that it hasn't been done before.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, like, history is written history. What's been documented? Everything's documented.
Not everything's documented. So that's what I'm saying. Like it could have. I mean, that could have been how the pyramids got into Mexico, and like you know,
yeah, like
because there's tons of evidence.
That Havana could have been the Atlantis, and then just got destroyed by a hurricane. And then
well, it's like there's
out.
Tons of evidence that suggests that like there's a link between all the pyramids around the world.
Yeah,
like how they're all aligned along the same point in the equator.
Mm-hmm. Like and like they're like, was it like they're like opposites?
The measurements of them, it's a trip.
I will never be able to fully understand, like unless because like obviously time travel. Yeah. I will never be able to fully understand how the pyramids were built, just because there's always like.
Did you ever see the picture that has? I guess when they unearthed the tomb of King Tut, they had to move him to Paris or like the museums out there or whatever, and when they had to move him, he needed a passport. So there's actually a picture of the mummy on a passport that says like all his information, his age, and everything. It was documented in order to transport the body.
Why?
Yeah. You haven't seen that?
No.
I have to show it to you. It's kind of cool.
Like, I stupid rules. Stupid little rules sometimes baffle me.
Let's see if I can find it. Oh, it wasn't Tut. It was the Passport of Passport of Ramses II. Ramses II, also known as Ramses the Great, was the third pharaoh of the 19th dynasty of Egypt. In 1776, his remains were issued an Egyptian passport nearly 3,000 years after his death so that he could be transported to Paris for an irradiated treatment to prevent fungoid growth. Ramses II is often regarded as the greatest, most celebrated, and most powerful pharaoh of the New Kingdom. His successors, later Egyptians, called him the great ancestor on his death. He was buried in a tomb in the Valley of the Kings. His body was later moved to a royal cache where it was discovered in 1881 and is now on display at the Museum of Egyptian Antiquities. Yeah. See, look, here's his ID, bro. It was crazy, right? But, I mean, whatever laws were implicated.
Yeah,
because it says here, like, he needed, in 75, Maurice, Boucaye, a French doctor studying his remains, said that the mummy was threatened by fungus and needed urgent treatment to prevent total decay. French laws dictated that entry and transportation through the country required a valid passport to comply with local laws. The Egyptian government issued a passport to the pharaoh. That's wild, right? I mean, it's stupid laws, and I get it. It's like it's a dead body, bro. Like, what is it going to be smuggling? It's a
couple thousand
stuff?
Years
like,
old.
Be
it's
sneaking
not gonna...
around the country, joyriding. Yeah. Like, no, it's a freaking dead body. That, but it's cool because, where is it at? Well, it says date of birth, and it has a bunch of dashes on the days, but it says 1303 BC.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Like, here, you can check it out.
Let me check it out real quick.
Like, it's got details written in it.
I mean, at least they got its good side.
Eyes brown.
That's bizarre.
That was cool.
Because, right? That's like the, speaking of the time thing, the weird thing about the, what was it, Cleopatra was closer to modern day than to the pyramids of Giza.
That's wild because it, like, I mean, she was there for like
she lived in that society.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been wild to grow up in like ancient Egypt because other thing that I read, the Great Pyramids of Giza or whatever meters tall or feet or whatever. Did you know they were made in like 2000 BC or whatever? Did you know that the next structure built by humans that exceeded the height of those that was a stable structure? Was the Eiffel Tower in France, and it was built in the 1800s.
That far later?
Yeah.
They didn't build anything
almost
after that.
Almost 4,000 years later, they finally exceeded the height of the Great Pyramids of Giza.
It's because of aliens, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you got a space shuttle dropping stuff like a crane, it's going to make it a lot easier, right?
It's the vibrations, bro. It's the didgeridoos that they use to lift the stones.
Well, did you ever hear... I was on Ancient Aliens, so take that with a grain of salt. Yeah. But did you ever hear about how they think that it was like a beak? It was almost like a tool, like radiation. They found like decayed radiation at the top of them and stuff like that. From like,
A lot of the pictures of them have like a cap on top, but none of the actual pyramids have caps on them. So they're saying that was like a device,
and it created like microwaves or like something like that. Yeah.
Well, what is it between that and like the the measurements of the pyramid? They can like take it and divide it. And it's like the exact measurement between the Earth and like the moon, the sun, or something. It's like the exact same number when you like divide it a certain way.
And so there's the conspiracies about the pyramids. But what if they really weren't anything other than some rich dude's flamboyancy to fucking
for a grave?
Yeah, for a grave.
It was like an expensive burial.
Yeah,
and that would be disappointing because I feel like the magic of it being aliens needs to stay.
Yeah. And so, like, what if we're doing something now that 2,000 years from now, people are going to be like, oh, the conspiracy, but it's just like...
They had this thing in their pockets that would tell them stuff. No way they made that.
Yeah, no way they do that aliens. With their technology back then.
How?
Yeah, it's aliens, but they're just like... It's,
now, then I'd assume we're going to be really stupid in the next couple thousand years.
Well, what's Albert Einstein's quote? I don't know what the weapons of World War III are going to be, but... The weapons after will be like sticks and stones or something like that because
everybody's gonna
it's
wipe
some
out.
Kind of quote.
I remember from Call of Duty. Each other out basically.
Yeah, I remember from Call of Duty. That's all I remember.
But on that bombshell.
Yeah, and rant. All right, what's your tip of the day?
Tip of the morning.
tip of the morning. What's your 2 cents for the people?
Okay, let's see. Let me shoot. I'm gonna shoot one from the hip, hopefully. If you have pets, make sure you check their shampoo periodically for recalls, because we just had one where our dogs were dying from using the shampoo that we use on our dogs.
What did it have, onion in it?
I don't know, chocolate? But JC's the one that found it. So keep an eye on recalls for your dog shampoo that you use, because it happens and you don't want to be doing it wrong.
Check if you love your pets. Dates.
Yeah.
Check expiration dates on things.
Yes, that's all I got for you people.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.